Okay, go ahead.
My name is Sophia Lunati. I'm 15 years old. What is today? January 10th, 2019. I'm speaking with Peter Lunati, who is my grandfather. We are recording this interview in Amherst, New Hampshire, and Framingham, Massachusetts, over the phone.
Okay.
Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like? Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
Where I grew up? I grew up in the city of Buenos Aires.
What was your
childhood? I born and grew in the city of Buenos Aires.
Yeah. And that's in Argentina, right?
Yeah, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Yeah. Okay. What was your childhood like?
My childhood was very excited. We were a bunch of brothers and sisters. I have six sisters and two other brothers.
And in total, how many siblings?
Two boys and six girls.
Wow, that's a lot of siblings.
So, practically we grew up in a city, you know, in the city.
Yeah. Different from
and,
where
I'm growing up, it was fun with the brothers and sisters and a bunch of friends that I have in the neighborhood. We used to play a lot of soccer a lot.
Did you guys play outside a lot?
Say that again?
Did you guys play outside a lot?
We did, yeah. We weren't staying home much. On those times, if we were in the school, we were out, playing outside.
That's good. Okay.
And at those times, we had all kind of games that the kids used to play.
What kind of games would you play?
Well, soccer was one of them. Mm-hmm. And we used to play a lot of hide and seek in the afternoon before dinner, when it used to get dark, you know, at night.
Mm-hmm.
And we played like when the sun went down so nobody can see you, you can hide. Everywhere, you know.
That's the best way to play.
So we play a lot of hide and seek. And the other one was, what was the other game? You know, when you touch someone and then you had to touch somebody else? Somebody touch you and you had to touch somebody else?
Like tag?
What's that?
Tag? T-A-G, tag?
Yeah, I don't know how you call it here in English. But we used to play that a lot with the girls. But boys and girls used to play that game.
I used to play that game too.
And we used to have the neighborhood. We used to have across from my house. We used to have a club. It was like a basketball club.
Oh, like a sports club.
In the sports club, yeah. And we used to play there indoor basketball.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and also we used to play like a type of racquetball. They used to have a place to play racquetball those times.
Yeah.
And when the field was empty, when the grown-ups didn't play, we played, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we spent a lot of time in there. When we went outside, we were inside that club.
Yeah.
All
right.
And we used to have that club, and then there used to be another club, but we didn't go in there too much.
What was the other club?
It was a soccer team club.
Different from the basketball one.
Yeah. No, the basketball was a lot of fun. They have a library in there.
Oh, so it was like a big giant building that you could go in.
Yeah. And they have a library. When we didn't play, we used to go and read books. We also play chess and checkers. Yeah.
I've never really played chess and checkers. Sometimes.
You don't know how?
I know how, but like it's not my favorite.
Yeah, we used to play chess and checkers. There used to be some grown-ups that used to teach us how to play too, you know?
Yeah. All right, do you want to move on to the next question?
One more?
Do you want to move on to the next question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Tell me about your parents.
My parents? Well,
yeah, your parents.
My parents. My parents used to live out of the city, used to live in the country, you know?
Yeah.
When he came from Italy,
mm-hmm.
He was an immigrant from Italy.
He was a what?
An immigrant. Somebody who came over from Italy.
Oh, yeah.
No, an immigrant.
Yeah. I was like, what? An immigrant.
So, he came to Argentina when he was 22 years old.
Oh, wow. And did he come with your mother?
Or? No, he came with two other brothers.
Oh, okay. So this was before he met your mother?
Yeah, it was maybe in the years 1920s, maybe 22, 23.
Yeah.
After they had the first war in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So they immigrated to Argentina, the three brothers.
Oh, okay.
And later on, they went to work on the country, okay? Like a...
Farmers?
A big farm.
Oh.
That's what they used to bring these immigrant people from Europe because they were very poor after the war, you know?
Yeah.
So they didn't have much to eat or to work. That's why they went down. A lot of people went to the United States. Some other people went to Argentina.
Yeah.
So at that time, they could choose which country to go. So my father and my uncles,
They
decided to go to Argentina.
Was the work good there? Or did they struggle?
They did struggle in the beginning because the pay wasn't much, but they have a room and board, which was good then, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then a little bit later, when they start to make a little bit of money, they bring the mother with them.
Your mom?
The mother.
Oh,
and
their mom.
The mother, one of the sisters, and another brother. In total, I think there were four brothers, one sister, and the grandma. Grandpa.
So that was your great great grandfather.
Huh?
So that was your great great grandfather.
No, that was the father of my father.
Oh, so your grandfather.
My grandfather.
Oh, okay, okay.
He died in Italy, and he never went to Argentina.
Oh, okay.
So he was buried in Italy.
Do you have any strong memories of your parents when you were a teenager or when you were little?
Well, my father was a very hard working man.
Yeah.
And through the years, they started to have kids, too many kids.
Yeah, then, a lot of kids.
The money wasn't enough on the country, and so they moved to the city. They moved to Buenos Aires.
Oh, and that's where you grew up.
Right. Some of us that are born in Buenos Aires, some of the others born in the country.
Not okay. All right. Do you want me to move on to the next question, or is there more?
No, go ahead. Whatever. Like I said, when growing up, my father wasn't much around because he was working like hell. From 6 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, you know. There were too many mouths to feed, you know?
Yeah, you had a lot of siblings.
So he had to work almost all day long. Even salaries and salaries. Used to work in the entertainment business, he was a master chef. Used to make sweet things like a panettone, sweet things. And then Saturdays and Sundays, they have a special weddings and stuff like that at night.
Yeah.
And he used to go there and become like a waiter, and because he used to serve the food and all that stuff.
Wow.
So for him it was like a 7 days a week.
Did he have his own restaurant, or did he work in a restaurant?
He did with his brothers in the beginning, with two other brothers, but they didn't go very well, and so they closed down, and then he went to work for somebody else.
Okay. Was your mom working, or did she stay home?
No, my mother never worked. My mother stayed home with the kids.
Okay.
That's
interesting.
There were too many kids, so somebody had to take care
of them. Yeah, has to watch everybody.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to move to the next question.
Okay.
Share with me the story of how you and Emma met.
How Emma and I met?
Yes.
Thank you. My brother-in-law married to my sister, one of my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a convenience store.
Yes.
In the neighborhood, because Emma was living in a place with a lot of apartment buildings, used to be there.
Uh-huh.
And they used to have like a barrio, I don't know how to explain it. Like a little setting where they have a school in there, they have a post office. It was like a private
area of the town or something.
And they have a library too. They have a library. They have a school. And in the end, they have a church in there. And they have a civic center. They used to call them. There's like a lot of stores in there.
Yeah.
Convenience store. Bread place. They make bread in there. Pharmacy, for the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, my brother-in-law, he bought one of those convenience stores in that place.
Mm-hmm.
And he was working with my sister, right?
With his sister, yes.
But sometimes I said, look, when you have no school, you can come over and help me out. I pay, he said,
Yeah.
So, I went to work for him. And,
with your brother and sister? With your brother and sister, right?
Yeah, so, and then when I was working there when I was about 14 years old,
mm-hmm.
15. And at those times, the people, not everybody have a telephone in the house, okay?
Yeah.
And there was about 1950-something, right?
Mm-hmm.
57, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a public phones on that area where when my brother-in-law had this convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like a gallery, and they have maybe four or five public phones.
Mm-hmm.
And to make a call, it used to cost 25 cents, right?
Yes.
And Emma and her sisters, two other sisters, and she come in the afternoon like a 7:30, 8 o'clock, and they used to come over and ask for, and they come with a $1 and ask for cool.
From you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh?
Would they ask from you?
They used to come and say, could you give a chance for a dollar? Yeah, of course. It was a top, And that's how the first time I saw her was at that place.
Yeah.
And one day I said, listen, I asked him, I said, who are you calling? You putting your boyfriend? He said, no, Yeah,
I'm tired, you know. Oh my god.
You only come and see? Oh, okay.
Oh my god. That's amazing.
So I went to see if it was a grandmother, and it was.
Oh my god. That's so
well,
funny.
After that, we went out for a little bit, and then we stopped seeing each other, you know?
You stopped?
And then,
You stopped seeing each other for a moment?
Yeah, right, okay. And she went her way, I went my way. And then one day I was in the, we used to hang around in the corner of my house.
Yeah.
Me and some of my friends. And she went by because she used to go visit a friend a block away from my house. And she went to go to his house. She used to go to the corner of my house. And
so you would see her, like, a lot.
Walk to her house. And one day, she went by, and in the afternoon, like 6, 7 o'clock.
In the morning or at night?
No, in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
So, I love her, you know, I always like her, you know.
Yeah.
So, and one of my friends says, she says, well, me gustaría hablar con ella. I said, you know, I like to talk to her, you know.
Yeah.
And one of my friends says, he was older than me, you know. He says, well, what are you waiting for? I'm a friend.
So did you...
Okay, look, what can she say? She could say yes, she could say no, it's 50-50. Why don't you take a chance?
And
enjoy
you...
it. We went up to her and start talking, you know, and after that, I don't know if I was then 17 or 18, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we start going out.
Again?
Can I see you? And you know, yeah, you know, so I start seeing each other, you know?
Yeah.
And I stopped.
Oh my god.
And here we are.
That's amazing. You guys were really young when you met.
It was really good. Then my life changed.
And then everything came after. Know? Yeah.
I mean, then we went out for a while. We used to walk. I used to walk. We used to see at night each other walking around the neighborhood. You know, went to the bar and had a coffee and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Went to the movies. Going out to dinner and things like that. And then I went to the army when I was 20.
When you were 20.
So it took me away for about 8 months. And I used to come back every weekend mostly because I was stationed in Mar del Plata.
What did you do when you were in the military?
Like a school where they teach you how to use aerial cannons to shoot down the airplanes.
Basic training or that everybody had to go?
No, for us it was training and maintenance of the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing really happened. We never went to a revolution or anything like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, it was good. I mean, I was sleeping with some other 90 guys.
Oh my god.
that was something, you know?
Yeah.
And there was like 10 places with about 90 guys. So it was about 900 guys.
Oh my god. That's a lot.
In the morning, they make you run and all that stuff, you know, exercise. Then we used to go shooting, guns and all that stuff. That's what they teach you there. I become like a helper to the captain of the, this is called the battery.
Mm-hmm.
So one day he says, anybody know how to use a tape machine? I was, because I was working by then. I didn't work at the convenience store. I was working in a place that was like a bank.
Yes.
So, you know, I was doing a lot of the place. They had me to do like research for people who ask for loans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I used to check it out, all the application for loans and stuff like that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reports I used to do in the type machine, you know. So I said, yeah, I know how. And he talked to me and said, well, I'm going to need you to, sometimes they have to report to the base, the home shop there, you know.
Okay.
Yes, but I can do it by hand, and then you can do it for me in the machine. Said, oh, yeah, no problem. And I said, well, when you work for me, he said, you won't have any other obligations on the base. Just you respond to me from now on. Which was very good, you know. Every time the other ones used to do something, I said, no, I want to do for the company, you know?
So like a leg up.
The office sits down and there, small, you know, kids are, stuff like that. So that was good for me. And then, in those times, people used to do about a year on the military.
They used to work?
In the Navy, 2 years, in the military, 1 year, right?
Yeah.
So, but one day, it was about 8 months or 9 months.
Yeah.
And one day he came over and says, that was good. He says, this will be a first, Baja, they call Baja when they release the first soldiers of that year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a Baja. And I'm getting emotional because it was so good.
So you got let out early because
I'm going to put you in the list. I said, why? Because I was happy, you know? I was happy then.
You're like, no.
The food wasn't that good. The payment wasn't too good either, but when I used to work, they used to pay me half a salary a month.
Yeah.
So I wasn't looking for money or anything like that.
No, but you went home early.
My life was good then, you know?
Yeah.
I said, I know I hate to lose you, but since you've been so good to me, I will send you home.
Oh, I want to send you home. You didn't want to go back? Yeah.
So, and that's what happened. Come back home and going back to work. And going out with them. I was working.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, I have a couple of friends from the neighborhood that they used to live here, friends.
Yeah.
And they come to visit me. They open a branch on downtown Buenos Aires.
They opened a what?
Working,
huh? What did they open?
They opened a branch.
A branch?
Like a small place doing the same stuff.
Loans
and stuff like that.
Okay.
And they asked us, you know, we used to be on the side of the city. And to the other side was about, I don't know, 15 miles. And there's a lot of traffic and stuff like that. They called me and said, look, you want to be in charge of that place. I didn't like it so much because I used to take 3 buses to get to that place to work, you know?
Yeah.
So
I
said, well, we're
going to
put you in charge there.
And you were like, no.
Anyway, you can't say no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They pay what better and all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yes, and I went. I went to work there. And until one day, there's 2 guys from here that come to visit me where I was working. And I took them out to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the people where I used to work. And they asked me, how would you like to come to visit us? And I said, no.
Wait, visit them where?
And they said, well, you come and see. If you like it, you can stay with us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we can get a job where we work.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how long do you want me to go? And they said, well, about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time, they used to give you a visa to visit the United States for 3 months. Mm-hmm. They stay for for the state of the visa, 3 months. No, okay, let me talk to my boss, you know?
Yeah.
So I talked to them, and they didn't like it very much.
They didn't like the deal?
They didn't like it. They didn't like for me to come here, you know?
How come?
Because I needed it.
Oh, because I needed it. Yeah.
Yeah, and
you were like, no, I'm gonna go.
Finally, they say, well, okay, we let you go for 3 months, we keep the job for you open, don't worry about it. And I didn't have the money to pay for the ticket, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, where did you get the money from?
I just went for a loan. I just went for a loan. So, let me tell you, when I went along.
Oh,
I pay when I come back. Oh, my God. It was $350. It was a lot of fucking money, you know.
Yeah.
They told me, they knew my father, because my father was working in the neighborhood, and they also brought me the luggage I used to come here.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me a big farewell party, and they gave me the suitcases.
Was this like everybody at your work, or everybody at home? Was this your brothers and sisters, or like people who were working like with you that send you farewell?
we have a big party. We were about 100 people. You know, they were like a big party. Oh,
wow.
That was nice. And I left, you know, and I come here. I asked him, what do you think? You know, yeah, why not? And I said, yeah, go ahead, you know. The only way maybe we can do better, you know, than be here.
Mm-hmm.
Because the money wasn't enough over there. We can't rent a room, a condo, nothing. It was very expensive.
Really?
You know? It was really bad time. It was 1967.
Is it because the economy was bad?
When I came here, it was 1967.
Mm-hmm.
And Lyndon Johnson was the president then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And things was going good, you know? And I told him, I said, look, the things goes well, you know, I called you, you can come to be with me. And yeah, okay, blah blah blah, you know. So I come here and right away I found a job, you know, landscaper. I used to do all kinds of things. Then they found me a job on the beauty shop where they used to work, this guy.
Where was the beauty shop?
I used to do washing hair, do colors, you know.
Really?
Permanent.
Was this in Massachusetts?
Yeah, I was
over here
in Birmingham.
Oh, wow, okay. And
so, and the money started to come in, we had good tips and stuff like that. And then when I had enough, I said, I told him I had to get the visa to come over.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. And then she did, and when to stay in this country, because I didn't have the papers as an immigrant, you know?
Yeah.
I only had 3 months.
So how did you do it?
The guy I was working with for said, well, maybe I can send you a contract, a working contract.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, with that you can go to immigration and talk to them, see what they say, because you're going to be under me and I sponsor you.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what you need at those times. So, had all the paperwork. I went to immigration. They have the offices in Boston then. They say no. You can stay over, but I was over my limit.
So, did they say no?
I was over the limit of the 3 months, you know? And they didn't like that. They said, why didn't you leave? I said, no, because
I want to stay.
I want to stay. That way, so they deported me. They gave me 30 days to leave the company.
Really?
Right?
How did you get back here?
No. They give me a month, 30 days to leave the country. Then I went to Argentine consulate. There was an Argentine consulate in Boston, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went there to see if they can help me out.
Yeah.
So I was talking to a guy in there. So, look, he told me, I know a woman that works there, which is, at those times, immigration used to have social workers.
Mm-hmm.
They used to take care of the problem with the people who want to come into the country.
Yes.
And the name is so-and-so. Went back and asked to speak to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a very nice lady, very nice lady. Mm-hmm. And she says, I think that I can help you out. Because you already have work here, so you don't want to come and bother anybody.
Yeah.
And you have a work. You have a working contract here, so let me see what I can do. Says, the first thing I want to do is extend your visa for another 3 months.
Okay.
That was good because I was illegal then, you know?
Yeah.
So she extended my visa from when it expired to 3 months. That was good. I said, oh, it's illegal again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she started asking me for paperwork from Argentina, birth certificate, all that stuff.
Yeah.
School, police, all that. So, kind of the paperwork. So I gave it to her. And finally, very close to 8 months, I get the paperwork to stay.
Really?
Yeah.
With Emma too?
And with that, I say, Emma, well, you can't come in now because I have a paperwork. So Emma come over, and I went to see this woman over there, and she took the paperwork for Emma too.
Okay.
So I'm finally here. Yeah, we got both have the paperwork. So we stay here.
Yeah.
You know? All right. What else?
I love it. Okay, I don't even know. That was amazing. I know, that was amazing. I don't know how I've never heard that story before. Okay. How about...
I think we've been living in Birmingham ever since. We never moved to another town.
Yeah. Was it hard? Living life here?
Yeah, I used to get paid $2 an hour. It wasn't much, but since we lived for a while with these two guys,
mm-hmm.
and we split the rent and stuff like that, you know? So it wasn't too bad then.
No, yeah.
You know? But and it was easy because our English was...
You guys had to learn English.
So, little by little, we started, and then things started to look up, you know?
Yeah. That's great. What jobs did you have, like, from then to now?
Well,
other than being a hairdresser?
When I just got here,
mm-hmm.
We used to be the guy, an Italian guy, used to take care of the apartment, two buildings there.
Yeah.
They did right here in Route 9. The guy was the maintenance. You used to pay, and somebody move out, we used to go and pay the apartment, you know, make it nice to rent it again. We used to cut the grass and plant flowers. They have a swimming pool. We could take care of the swimming pool. And that was very good to me, to that guy, because he used to pay me $2 an hour. We wasn't much, but 40 hours, $80. I think we used to pay three of us $215 for rent, so something like $70. That means like a 1 week's pay for me used to pay my rent. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
From there I went to a beauty shop. And then from the beauty shop I went to work for Marriott. You know Marriott, the hotel chain?
Yeah, I know the hotel.
Mm. Well, okay, so that was in Newton, close to Boston. And they have a place, and they have a big hotel. So I worked there in room service for a while. And then somebody from Banquet, because the people who do all the big parties, you know, Banquet?
Yeah. Who run the events and stuff like that.
He used to go by, you know, where I used to work in room service. We do all the preps for the room service. Mm-hmm. He used to go by. And then one day he says, look, Peter, I see you working. I like the way you are, blah, blah, blah. He says, I have an offer for a job in a restaurant in Boston.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the maitre d'. Maitre d' is, you know, the one who takes, you know, everything in a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And I want to meet some waiters. How do you like to come to work for me?
As a waiter?
What?
I don't know what you're saying. You said I know some waiters.
Well, yeah. It's a new restaurant, high class, you know, very high class. And I need people with a good, that look good, you know, nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Let me think about it. If you are interested, you can come in to see me and the owner of the restaurant.
Yeah.
2-3 days from now. That was maybe 10 o'clock in the morning, something like that. So, money is going to be good. And don't worry, I will take care of you because I'm going to be the one who gives the tables to the waiters. So I'm going to make sure that you get good parties and people who tip well.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went over there one morning. They showed me the menu, everything, you know?
Yeah.
And the place was beautiful, really. It was three floors.
Was this a separate building or was this in the Marriott? This is a separate building, right?
It was in government center, you know, with a crazy looking building. It's in there, municipal offices in there.
No, but I'll look it up.
it was nice. The windows outside, all beautiful place, really. So I started working there. I started working like 10 o'clock in the morning to 2 in the afternoon, and then 5 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So it took all day, you know. But I worked there for a year or something. The money was good, but the same way I was making money, I was spending. I didn't save any money. You
really?
Know? Boston is a crazy city, and the people I used to work with are a bunch of crazy bastards, too. They go to the race horses, they go here, they go there.
When did you ever start saving? Like when Dad was born?
What?
Did you ever start like saving? Like when Dad was born or something?
No,
never saved.
So one day I just went, I'm going to be dining where I work over here, the company.
Yeah.
The paper company, and one day I went there and asked for a job. And they used to make paper, or, you know, kind of paper and stuff like that. So what you know what to do? I said, well, I know what to do, you don't do it in years. But if you teach me, I can do whatever you want. I like your attitude.
That's the attitude.
I like your attitude. So he gave me a job in a place where they used to make the diapers, paper diapers. end up making paper for the kids to shit on.
Oh my god. Did you get paid good? Did you get paid good at least?
Paid?
Yeah, like paid. Like, did you get paid good from this new job?
Yeah. No, the payment was amazing. It was $2 and something. I don't know. And I was working night, they paid me 15% more. You know, I don't know, not bad about those nights, you know, but they give you overtime. Mm-hmm. It was time and a half. And they give us kind of benefits, like, you know, insurance, dental insurance, everything. That was good. That was a good setup.
Yeah.
And I was there for years.
Wow. 40 or 4?
4 years.
Oh my god.
And I move around the company from one place to the other until I end up making tapes for electrical purpose, you know, for the transformers, or the electrical transformers.
Mm-hmm.
Big machinery. And they give me a place in there. And I used to work, base. Then I was making good money. That was good money because I had to pile up years, you know, of service.
How old was Dad when you were doing all of this?
How old was I?
No, Dad.
Dad?
Yeah.
Dad, he was there when he was, he was working in a different place too. It was a huge company.
Wow.
I mean, inside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I was working there, I was very happy. And one day they come over and say, "Sir, listen, how do you like to go to work at night?"
Yeah.
I was working late.
Yep.
And I said, "No, I don't like it."
Nope.
I remember experience this, and said, "Well, we have a deal for you, okay? And we're gonna give you the 12% more because you wouldn't be working night, right?" Mm-hmm. It was called a night premium. Okay, 12% more. And on top of that, we're going to give you 15% more because we're going to make you a supervisor.
Wow.
And I say 15 plus 12, 27. And I was making, I don't know, like $25,000, 20% more. It was like a $6,000, $7,000 more. $1,000 a year. Oh, yeah, I'm going. So, I went one night with 27% more. And I stayed there until I retired. You know? That was good.
Yeah.
It worked out fine for me, you know? It worked out fine.
Papa.
And then I retired there.
Papa.
You know? Yeah.
We have 1 minute left.
1 minute left?
Oh, yeah. So, I'm going to ask you... Mom. One last question. What are some of the important lessons that you've learned in life, like, summed up?
Say that again.
What are some important lessons you've learned in life, like, overall, just summed up?
Overall?
Yeah. It can be general, you know.
Don't listen, because it is very important. Mm. Don't wait for the next opportunity.
Yeah.
Take the one that is in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Take it.
Because when the opportunities go by, they never come back.
That's true.
And don't be afraid to try things that don't look too good at the beginning. You have to make things to be better.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You like that?
Yeah, that was good. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
We're done.
Okay, we're all set?
Yep.
Okay, well.